This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover.
Presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors, vitalfactors.com. Want to keep your muscle tone? Yes, please. Energy levels? Oh, yes, please. Firm skin? Really? And your immune system intact? Absolutely. Please try my fizzies, I call them, Vital Factors. It's like an Alka-Seltzer tablet. Drop one in water. I take mine in the morning, and I avoid that 4 o'clock slump. You'll love it. Try it. Call 800-MDR-TABS. Pat Boone and I have been taking them for years. You can hear him talk about it on the show, too.
Hi, Joey, pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
Okay. In the treasure chest, Aspen Mills Bakery, you've got a gift certificate. 323-3123. Now, we made it to Christmas and New Year's. You need to order those sandwiches for the Super Bowl party.
Hey, Joey Pals, it's Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come on in and see us at any of our four Valley locations. We were voted best bakery and best sandwich in the Valley, so come in and check us out.
You've got a gift certificate from Boucher PS Air Bar, 611 South Palm Canyon, near Joey's Revivals. Best airplane food you will ever have. And I took my daughter-in-law and my granddaughter in there the other night. They loved it. They just loved it. The drinks are things like Turbulence, Red Eye. I mean, aren't those cute? And we've got an interview with Dennis. He's going to be our restaurant of the week coming up soon. But please, you'll love Boucher. Walk through the wine store. That's Boucher. Then go up the passenger ramp into the fuselage of the airplane. Get it, get it, get it. No bumps. Unless you have the Turbulence drink.
Hello, Joey Pals. I'm Dennis Costa. Come visit us at Boucher and cool down at PS Air Bar.
You've got a $250 gift certificate from Foley and Stinnett Interior Designs. Dan with two N's will come to your house because he gets $250 an hour. He'll spend an hour with you and help you redesign anything you want for the new year. We always kid that he stays till you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com. The Purple Room, Palm Springs. Oh, there's so much to tell you, but every night, live music at Michael Holmes' Purple Room, starting at 6:30 to go along with their sumptuous dinner menu. Tuesdays, jazz legend Rose Millette. Wednesdays, the Rat Pack Classics with Michael Holmes, Darcy Daniels, and Charles Herrera. Thursdays brings Saucy and Slinky Chanteuse. Say that fast. Brings Saucy and Slinky Chanteuse Sharon Mills to the stage. And always the talented Mark Caney on the keyboard. Go to Open Table to make your dinner reservations or purpleroompalmsprings.com. And it's cute, they said, tell them Joey sent you. Remember, knock three times, tell them Joe sent you. Well, you have to tell them Joey sent you. And it works this way. We'll use Joey's three children. Be the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number three, I'll send all that out to you. I'm in my 27th year. All I ever wanted to do was make the world a little happier. I hope we're doing that. Couldn't do it without you. Okay. Craig Prater's childhood. Craig Prater's fabulous international career. Craig Prater in the present. Tell us.
I like you saying in the present instead of the swan song riding into the sunset.
Oh, you know. Of course not.
Well, it's incredibly exciting. I'm having a lot of fun with what's happening. Yes, I've officially retired, but I don't even know what that means because I haven't stopped. But I'm very honored with something that's happening that's coming up on January 5th. And the gentleman that I've spoke to you in an earlier segment about, the man that brought all that money to the film festival in the early days by the name of Buzz Stussy, he nominated me for a star on the Walk of Stars. And I don't know why. I've jokingly, I think it's a true, but my goodness, in the early days, I worked with the Supples to try to finance. We put Sophia Loren, Lauren Bacall, Mickey Rooney. We had a long list of celebrities.
Tony Curtis
put stars in the sidewalk. And now I'm thinking, what's happening? All these famous stars, and now they got Craig Prater. Let's get real here. Whoa. So anyway, but
what
I'm
category
honored.
Is yours?
Film and entertainment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's happening on January 5th at 2 o'clock. And Joey, guess where that star is going to be placed?
Well, I'm imagining it's probably in front of the Palm Springs Art Museum.
You are very warm, but let's just move down just a little bit. Yes, okay. It is in front of the museum, but it's right to the left foot of Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
So... anyway, I'm absolutely sure. It'll be the first time in my life that I've enjoyed people walking all over me.
Yes, exactly. Have you picked your speakers yet?
I have, and we have 11 speakers that start with my career. It's an Ann Mincy that's coming from Redken Laboratories, L'Oreal.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to a desert staple, in my word, a friend that's been for there, who was on the board of directors of the early days of the Desert Eddy Project, Julie Bornstein.
I don't remember that name.
Julie was one of our representatives to the state of California.
I do remember that name.
And then we've got to revitalize Sonny's name, Kim Waltrip, who worked with Sonny. And
Mary Bono, too.
Well, and Mary Bono, and she's going to be reading a letter from Mary. Oh. And then the mayor, while I was here, Will Kleindienst, is going to be speaking.
When I got my star, he was our mayor.
Yep. And then...
Is he still live here, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yes,
he does.
And Kathy.
So I'm anxious to have his involvement. And then film critic nationwide, but here in Palm Springs, Manny the Movie Guy.
Oh, how wonderful.
Is going to show up. So, and then a lady that was the publicity person for the film festival when I was here that went on to become the senior vice president of MGM's publicity and now is one of the head administrators of USC Film Center, Kristen Barella. She
My
will be here.
My goodness.
Scott Morrow, who did the awards gala every year and now is one of the most successful Broadway producers and won Tony after another. And then the gentleman I mentioned to you about from Bangkok, who is one of the leading publicity, Thomas Castaneda, will be speaking on behalf of Bangkok.
Yes.
And then my Greek will be here. Alex Kalognamos is going to be speaking about my time with the Greek Film Festival. And then I had a wonderful 7-year gig with the Jewish Film Festival in San Diego.
And you left that one out.
Oh, I did. And that was a great period of time. Sandra Saperstein will be here for that. And then my last gig as president and CEO of Heartland Film in Indianapolis, that one of the head administrators of the elementary school that we did all these school programs for film.
My goodness.
Emily Hodson is flying in to...
They each get 4 minutes, you know.
They each are going to get 2 minutes because that's an awfully long
that's
program.
That's a lot of them.
That's exactly right.
My goodness.
So then they move over for that unveiling of that wonderful star on the sidewalk.
Aren't you thrilled?
I am thrilled and honored and a little bit embarrassed, but I'm honored.
What are you going to wear? Oh, no, it's... a girl question.
Well, no, it's not. I've already got it. Yeah, no. That's
okay,
not a girl
good.
Question. Uh-uh.
What's your star going to say? Craig Prater, then
it's
what?
It's going to say Craig Prater, president, executive director, and then at the bottom, International Film Festivals.
Okay. Yep. Oh, how exciting.
It is.
Bless your heart.
And then, along to keep with the theme of the film.
Yes.
A wonderful filmmaker friend has done a 10-minute documentary on everything that you've done in your earlier segments, from birth clear up to current, and it's an impressive film that he has done on...
Now, are you going to show that at the after party, maybe?
I'm going to throw that. It's going to be shown at the reception for the guests that have been a part of contributing to the Walk of Stars. So to
loop it, you know, just run it the whole time. That'll be great.
Yeah. So, anyway...
I'm so happy for you. Okay. So, and that's open to the public, Joy Pals. Everybody can go to the star dedication. And it'll be in the newspaper and everything like that. What else are you doing career-wise?
I don't think a week A week doesn't go by that I don't get a call from a filmmaker saying, Craig, we've just finished this film. It's really, really good, but now we don't know what to do with it. That's really a standard line of a filmmaker, though. They have got all this talent of making a film, but then
the
what
business
do we do?
Show. Yeah, they've got the show. Yeah. It's the business.
Yes.
What do you tell them?
Well, we take a look at the film to see if we're going to do the film festival circuit worldwide. Mm-hmm. And then once we do that for maybe a year, the film then will try finding distribution for the film that will ultimately put it in theaters. So from start to finish, about a 2-year process for each
yes.
film. So I stay busy with things like that.
What do you call that? A consultant? What do you call
it depends on who you talk to.
Yes.
Yes, I would say maybe I'm a consultant or an advisor to the next phase of their filmmaking.
What do you think of movies these days? They've changed a lot.
They have changed a lot. And here recently, of course, we're now into the award season, so we're being bombarded with films right now. But I did see the movie Till the other day, just a couple of days ago.
T-I-L-L.
T-I-L. The life,
one L.
The life of Emmett Till.
Yes.
Of course, that was upsetting and made me get crazy, but she'll probably get nominated for an Academy Award. And then Kate Blanchett is going to get nominated for her role. There's no doubt that those two will get nominations for their performances. They're both powerful. But, yes, films are different now.
The Sound of Music, it ain't.
Well, and you're right. And I'm very, I guess I'm old school, but I'm very story-driven. I remember my old friend Art Lyons that did the Palm Springs Film Noir Festival.
I loved Art Lyons.
And he was always
emphasizing
the show. The film noir was always about the story. Well,
that's
to
my
me,
favorite.
It's all about all films. To me, I just think there's got to be a storyline to hold my interest. So
I watch Turner Classic Movies 24 hours a day. If it's black and white, I'm there.
Yeah. Yep.
I love the use of shadows and the light, the way it's used. Yeah. And I think the story, tell me what you think, is told differently in black and white.
Yes, and I think we have a tendency to embellish that story because we're seeing it. It looks so great with the shadows and the black and white. I agree with you, but it's a
and
matter
the cigarette
of
smoke.
Yes,
always the prop.
You're right.
Always the cigarette smoke
and the femme fatale.
Oh gosh, yes, the broads.
The broads. Yeah, and it was a compliment to be called
yes.
a broad or. We had all kinds of names
Dames.
For them then, and it was all okay then. Yes. Now it might not be okay, but no, it was a great art film. I really liked that style of film.
Yes, and our film festival here still has a film noir segment.
Yes.
Did you ever want to direct or produce a film? Write?
I have Starring? Been involved with, on a lower level, producing films that... I've got a joke now that I feel like, because I always made fun of all these talented actors and all their creativity, and then when the Academy Award comes, they put the producer goes up, and I think, wait a minute, they just threw out the money.
Yes.
But so I'm thinking the day's going to come where I'm going to eat crow on that one because I'm going to go up and anyway, but just produce it. No, I don't have the talent for directing or making a film. I wouldn't know where to start. I'm not good at stuff like that.
Do you have a website?
No, but I'm thinking about doing that because I think it would help me manage the calls and inquiries that I'm getting now regarding what I might be able to do to help them in my retirement years.
Yeah, right.
Right is right.
Stand still, they'll throw dirt on you,
yes,
George.
Right.
George Burns always said.
Yeah, now they're going to have the opportunity to walk on me.
Walk on you, baby. What's your middle initial?
Oh, my middle initial and name is Craig. My first name is Lon, L-O-N. As in Lon Chaney.
Oh, I love that. And where did that come in the family tree?
My great-grandfather's name was Leonidas, and they called him Lon.
Leonidas.
Uh-huh.
I can honestly say I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Lon Craig Prater.
That's it.
It's been wonderful to share the heartbeats with you.
The pleasure was mine.
Happy life.
Thank you. May I have another piece of chocolate?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I won't look.
All right. Thank you.
We need to thank Craig Prater for being our Talk of Stars honoree. Is there a book in your future?
I think if you stay tuned, there is going to be a book released in the very near future that's already finished.
What's it called?
Oh, Joey, you don't want to know the name of that. But
I don't?
You not right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You'll tell me as soon as we're off the air. Okay. Blessings.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals. ACT Tours remind you there are still 7 days in a week, even in the new year, right? Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator, that means Steve and Lalo, has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. I can name them. At prices you can afford, go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. And please go with me to Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Qatar in March of this year. I almost said March of next year. Phone 322-1247 or visit ACT-tours.com for a menu of both international tours. And don't forget those wonderful day excursions. Maybe you need a little getaway just one day after Christmas and New Year's, Ramadan, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Take one of their day tours. Dana Haynes comes down just for us from the mothership. Her website is astrologyworldnews.com. Okay, we're under the sign of Capricorn. Normal for Capricorns is to be busy with work and solving problems for other people. Two of my children, pretty true. They want you to be careful, Capricorns. You should be concerned with what governments are planning to do with dollars and savings. Mercury is in a retrograde until January 17th, 2023. And Dana's told us that doesn't necessarily mean negative things. It means intense. So watch what you sign, check the details, or do what I do, call Dana. Desert Water Agency says current water restrictions are still in place. No sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants cannot serve water unless you request it. DWA.org/save for more information. Need help paying your water bill? Actually, it's rained a little bit, so you're supposed to turn your sprinklers off for 48 hours, I think. DWA's on the show this week. We'll ask them. And they have grass removal funding for low-income residents. DWA.org/grass for more information. And the main umbrella website is DWA.org. Okay, this is fun. Just fabulous. Over there at the corridor with that website I love. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Okay, they're having, as you might imagine, a fabulous after-the-holiday sale, up to 50% now on in-store and online items, and that's going to end January 15th. Now, this is cute. January 8th, which is 6-7 Sunday, they have the book signing of Making Midnight Cowboy with Glenn Frankel, the author, and Michael Childers. And all you Joey Pals know, he was John Schlesinger, who directed Midnight Cowboy's husband, Michael Childers, was. And he's going to give signed photographs taken on the set of John Voight and Dustin Hoffman to the first 25 people who purchased the book, Making Midnight Cowboy. Get it? Get it? Okay. And actually, they're almost sold out now. Why did I go to all that trouble? Because you need to call 864-1300 and reserve your copy right now. Okay, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Starting off the new year, right, you should go to lalovisions.com, Lalo Tachikin. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week, oh no, go further than that, go the new year, holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages, delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley, will astound you. I promise you. My granddaughter, Aaliyah, told me when she was here with her boyfriend, Brady, Lalo gave Brady a reading and told him that his mother's, he needed to take good care of his mother's heart. She had a weak heart, and she passed away. Now, Lalo never tells you if he sees anyone passing away, but maybe because he told Brady that, he had some quality time. Because there was like a six-month interval between the reading and the passing. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit his website, Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. And if you've got, two of my family have birthdays in January, if you have birthdays and anniversaries, even a divorce, give a reading at Lalo. It's $95 for a 90-minute reading, and it will surprise you. You'll thank me, as Pat Boone would say. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, they've got snow up there. If you still got company, send them up there. Number one tourist attraction in the Coachella Valley, pstramway.com. Don't forget the tram cam. You can go on pstramway.com and look at the picture of the valley in real time. PS Cultural Center /Camelot Theaters. PSCulturalCenter.org is the website. Home of the valley's best popcorn. Okay, here's the menu. Get it? Popcorn menu. Soulful Sundays with Keisha D. Weekly on Sundays. Monday, Mon Petit Salon with Jeremy Levi. Weekly on Mondays. Tuesdays, Jazz on the Second Floor with Leanna and the Jazz Collective, weekly on Tuesdays. Tuesdays, the CV Philharmonic Society Chamber Series, biweekly. I got the hiccups. I'm talking about popcorn. Check it all out, psculturalcenter.org. There we go, our first Joey English Desert Datebook reading in 2023. Okay, Joey pals, DWA tomorrow, the Palm Springs Windmills and Desert AIDS Project. Until then, you be well and all the best.